continue.
What up, witches, and welcome to Witch and a Bitch in the podcast. I'm your host, Darren.
And I'm Vicky. How are you all today? I hope you're doing really well. I wasn't as high as I normally do.
No, you're not. Are you tired or something? Like, what's going on there? Your voice is really, really well.
I was trying to be, I don't know. I was trying to bring it down a couple of notches.
Just be you. Just be you. See, Joe's saying put it up. So yeah. For those of you who have seen, have been watching us for a little while now, you would have seen that we did an episode recently on Pride, and we uncovered the history between LGBT history and witchcraft history and how the two interlaced. And some of you may have noticed that we had a particular tile art on there, which was Witch Boys tile art by Joe Phillips. So we actually have him as a special guest here today. So yes. Joe Phillips is an American artist known for his gay-themed illustrations, erotic animation, and his early work on superhero comic books. And he's from San Diego, California. So you may know him from some of his works with Marvel, DC, or if you follow him on socials these days, you'll see him for Witch Boys, which is an amazing collection of male witches of all ages, ethnicities, and sexualities. So they're centered around laughter, joy, and magic above all. So please give a nice big warm welcome for Joe Phillips.
Woo-hoo! Yay! Hello! How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you. Good. Thank you for having me.
I was going to jokingly say, or as those on the inside like us call you, Endora. Yep.
For those on the inside, you may call me Endora.
So now we often start with our first question that we ask all of our guests, and it's kind of because that's been the reason for our whole podcast as well, is just to kind of showcase that there's more than one way to be a witch and to give voices to everybody. So with that in mind, what would be your definition of a modern day witch? And this is purely just your opinion. It doesn't matter. There doesn't need to be any kind of dictionary text.
Of a modern day witch. Now, does this refer to me, myself, or just in general?
In general. Or it's okay, up to you, really. Yeah.
Well, it's like in general, I think it's anyone who doesn't feel that they are connected or governed by sort of organized religion. That, you know, needs to feel free to sort of embrace nature and spirituality and communication outside of the rigid structure of Catholicism or Buddhism or Islam or any of those things that, you know, because there's like a deeper connection that we have on a very simple level with, you know, just nature and in general. And I think the farther we get away from that, it becomes something, you know, very constructed. And yeah. I think true magic happens when you don't put so many rigors on it, you know. Just the best things happen, like, you know, you're like, oh, that's magic, you know.
That is. That's what it is. Yeah. And isn't that's so true, because often excuse me, we often people get caught up in the big theatrics of everything and everything's really big and all the rest of it, where it's often it is the simplest things that create the most beautiful magic, or that it is that simplicity.
Yeah. And I mean, even creating spells or simple little, you know, things, and you say, well, I don't have a book on that. You don't need a book on that. Yeah. You know, it'll come to you, you know.
Yep.
I mean, if you smell bergamot and it reminds you of something, it can remind you of your grandmother, you know, and say, so that has like a connection to you. So if you put that in, you know, your candle or something like that, or in your house, I mean, it basically, you know, brings in memory and, you know, so I mean, that's magic. I mean, I think that's something that a lot of people do, and they don't really think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? Like make a wish and you blow out a candle. I mean,
that's
yeah.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, so much. It's so ingrained in so many things.
And yeah, it is.
Yeah. And do you use the word, how do you identify? Do you actually use the word witch, or do you call yourself something else? For want of a better word, labels, or
I guess. In America, we put a B in front of it. But.
So that's why you wanted to come on the podcast.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, how quaint. You use it. Yeah. Bitchin' and witchin'. It's the same word.
it's
just bitchin' and bitchin', but no. No, it was so funny. I'll give you a quick little story. My grandmother She was a spiritualist minister, you know, like the old time religion kind of thing. She would have like little groups of folks come to the house, and they would, she would anoint them and all these different, so it had a lot of a little pageantry of Catholicism, but it had, but there was very spiritual, a lot of singing, blah, blah, blah. But she was also a witch. And so, you know, she would have us go out at midnight and pick certain herbs or certain plants and things like that. And she would make up these different oils, and she would have, she had this little altar room. Don't go in grandma's altar room unless she tells you to, because there's a lot of stuff in there and you don't want to mess anything up. And she would have these different types of things. And she got to a point where I guess she needed glasses, and she didn't really, you know, she just had like the readers and stuff. So she would send me out to go to the magic store. I don't know what it was, some type of apothecary.
Yeah.
And I would go down and I would pick up all her herbs and things like that. And so, and she would tell me what they were for. So it was, so for me, it just seemed very natural. It never seemed like it was, you know, something out of the ordinary. And, you know, I thought everybody's grandma did something similar to that. But I guess
I wish.
Yeah, that's right. So
for me, it's never been like that I needed a label for it. So it just was like, well, that's what I do, you know. I mean, and sometimes when I do it more, and there are times when I do it less. Sometimes I get caught up in work and I don't like, you know, take a moment to be magically mindful, I guess that's a way to say.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely something that you can kind of like, if it's part of you, it's always there. And all you have to do is just take a moment and then boom, there you are.
Yeah.
I love that. So would you say then that your grandma would practice what in the like modern day terms we would call as root worker?
I guess she would. Yeah, because she lots of roots, lots of oils, lots of powders and incense she would create.
Yeah.
Lots of sachets, I guess.
Yeah.
And potuses.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. Prosperity spells. And just it was weird. It's like there would be times when she needed something, and she would just go and she would do a ritual, and within 24 hours it would happen, you know. You learn sort of like, you know, don't, you know, what they said, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You don't question why it happened. And this was before the time of you know, cell phones or anything like that. So, you know, she couldn't have called all these people. She couldn't have, rallied the troops, as they say. But folks would call up and they would go like, you know, you've been on my mind today. And I thought that, you know, I'm going to drop by the house and bring you something. And, you know, just out of the blue. Yeah. And it's like, it wasn't out of the blue. But
you know, they don't know that. That's
it. You know.
She sounds like an amazing woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that like sort of growing up like that? Because I mean, as much I sit here go, oh my God, I wish that was what I like the
same.
The house I grew up in kind of thing.
Same.
What was it like? I know you said that like you kind of assumed that everybody else grew up that way as well. So I suppose that was the different
thing. I didn't think of it as odd or strange or anything, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because there was sort of, you know, the outside world saw her as a religious woman.
Yeah.
You know, but the inside world, you know, knew she had magic abilities or, you know, could help them out. And and she had many, many repeat clients. So obviously if it didn't work, they wouldn't come back.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and so they kept coming back. And she didn't like advertise. She wasn't like, you know, one of these people on the street corners with the big palm, you know, come into Madam blah, blah, blah. You know, it wasn't anything like that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I've been to New Orleans and I've had my palm read and they were all terrible. But anyway, just letting you know. but it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah,
and you know, you get a stranger to touch your hand for a few minutes. So that's always nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. In today's day and age, that's like a rarity.
Human touch. Aww.
Yeah.
Aww, right? Please.
I know. But yeah, so I think that was, that was it. And what was neat is that it's just like, you know, she taught me to cook because, you know, I like to eat. sorry. So, you know, it was that same type of thing, you know, since she had to, you know, sometimes she would have to make up a lot of different potions and stuff like that. And I was a very detail oriented kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And creative. So she would have me like, you know, write out things or sew up little satchels for her or whatever. And so it was just sort of, it was just there. And I never questioned it. And it just was always, you know, it was just always sort of like in the back of your mind. And like, anytime you have a problem, you know, she would always tell you what to do. You know, you take, you know, it's somebody's giving you trouble, you take their name. You write it 7 times on, and you put it in your left shoe, and as you walk through your day, you think about it, and by the end of that week, they will give you no more trouble. You know, just
little things. I love that.
Just like, you know, and I don't know if that worked or not, but it got them off my mind, and it got the trouble. Yeah. You know, and so did it work? It seemed, you know, I did it.
It did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's so cute because it's like, it's just like the simplest little thing. Like, you know, we're so focused these days on such big elaborate rituals and whatnot. But I love this.
I mean, you know, she didn't bring anybody back from the dead that I know of.
I was going to say, that you know of. Yeah. She might not have kept you in on that one.
She did have some secrets. Oh, did she? Oh,
really?
Yeah. She was a part of this group of women that were all sort of a little lesbian-y. Yeah. And they would dress in men's suits and they would go to little speakeasies and things when she was younger. And I didn't even know about it until I found great pictures of her. And because her name was Curtis, which traditionally is like a guy's name, Grandma Curtis. But and her other friends were Tommy and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's like, okay, there's some, you know, Tommy and Alex can be girls' names, kind of, you know, but I'm like, and then you would see these pictures and they got the little suits on looking all cool, you know, and I'm going like, when I came out, Grandma never batted an eye. She never cautioned me or, you know, nothing.
So, just nothing. Didn't skip a beat. Business as usual kind of thing. That's great.
She's awesome.
And I'm sensing a bit of a southern accent. I don't want to say the wrong one.
I was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful. So like when you said, like, you know, Grandma taught me to cook and stuff, like I instantly started picturing, like, you know, that soul food, that stuff
you know, when we get together, I will fry you a chicken that'll make your toes curl.
delicious.
But yeah, I love cooking all kinds of stuff. But that's the background.
That's beautiful. Because was that the starting point for your own, like, did it kind of just, as you grew up, you saw Grandma less, maybe you moved out of home, whatever else, and then you just kind of carried that, those traditions and those, like, interesting spirituality?
I was always a curious person, so I always wanted to know more. Well, why does that work? Or what is that about?
Yeah.
And that's when I started to get books and talk to other people and sort of increase my knowledge and stuff like that. So yeah, it was a launching pad, but it was just that creativity. Just, you know, you start asking, you know, why is yellow root good for this? And it's like, oh, because blah, 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 there's a history of it and such and such. And you're like, oh, okay.
That's fascinating. Because you literally had like a source of truth being your grandma that could have just told you all this information that would have been, I'm assuming, passed down from someone else and passed down from someone else and passed down from someone else. Like, so it's like this wealth of knowledge. I'm actually a little jealous.
Yeah. I mean, it's that or it's a tall tale. And, you know, when you're Southern, you can never tell.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
you know, there are many a story that I to this day don't know if they're true or not, you know, because everybody tells a slightly different version of it. And, you know, But if you ask any one of them, they'll all back the other one out. So I'm going like,
yeah. They all close ranks on you and everybody.
Yeah. I know. The bodies are buried. Where? Why? I don't know anything about those bodies, but don't go under that tree.
There's just something about Southern charm though, that you like, you could literally tell me anything and I'd believe you.
You know, it's so weird because there, you know, I mean, it's such a dichotomy because, in, you know, and when one way, you know, it is such a time capsule because everything moves in its own pace, in its own time.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, there's the crazy racists. You have to watch out for them. But, you know, nowadays they're everywhere. But, you know, I know, right? You know, oh, we got them here in San Diego, too. Don't kid yourself. Yeah. There are parts of town I won't go to. But, but no, I think, you know, sort of like it keeps your eye open. It makes you weird, you know, it makes you wary, but not wary like as in a way, you know, aware of things, but not wary as in like, oh God, I'm so tired. I mean, because, you know, when you you always wonder, like, people like, well, why would you live in the bayou, or why would you live in these places where there's lots of alligators and poisonous snakes? And it's like, well, because that's where I'm at. And, you know, you either get over it or you don't, you know. And so if you're always worried that, oh, there's a gator in the backyard. It's like, yeah, there's a damn gator in the backyard. You know, what is he going to do? Open the door?
Yeah. You know? Close the door. It's fine.
I mean, I know. Exactly. He'll leave soon enough.
Bring the pets in. It's okay.
You know? I didn't like that dog. No, well. That's one less mouth to feed. No.
It's funny because
the grandma would say, the dog ain't smart enough to get away from an alligator. He needs to be dead.
I was going to say, you watch them. They're way faster anyway.
I know. They're way faster. Yeah.
And see, this is like, I've always wanted to go to the southern states of the US, like for the fact that, like, I mean, obviously my interpretation of what is going to be there is very much Hollywood based. Like, I picture things like, you know, just having like the in the bayous, we've got these people that are practicing like hoodoo, voodoo, all that kind of stuff, or then going into New Orleans, and then you've got all these like practitioners that are just like, you know, you go into these cutesy little like curio stores and like doing like kind of stuff, like, you know, and it's like, but in my mind it's like everywhere, and I bet when I go there it's like you have that specific store on that specific corner that sells the stuff, and everyone else is like,
well, you know, it's America, so, you know, a lot of it's been commercialized, so they've got one on every corner, you know. So you'll find the stores, but there will be like three or four of them, you know, so you won't miss them. But, you know, once you get there, you will be attracted to the right place. It's sort of like watching out for like the flashy ones. That's not going to be where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they're going to have the same stuff that you can buy off Amazon, you know?
But then
you find these little shops and they'll have a particular smell, you know, it's got a good smell. Like some incense you've never smelled before, and you know,
it'd be like,
and yeah, and the person looks like they've been there forever. And they're like, "Hey, darling, come on in, have a seat.
Come on through."
You know, so, come on through, y'all. Come on here, shall. You know that. Yeah. I love that. It's so sweet.
I love it.
I love it. So, what was the I guess the turning point when you, like, because obviously you, in your mundane or professional life, you obviously got into like illustrating and animation and digital
as I was working in comic book styling.
I was doing
because when I was a kid, I loved superheroes, you know, they're fun, they're colorful, you know, they were everywhere, and I wanted a job, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and my brother had some comic books. And I was looking through them, and I said, you know, he said, you could draw like that. And I said, yeah, I guess I could. And I drew some stuff. And then I went to a comic book convention and I met some people, and they have these things called, I guess they still have them, called fanzines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is independent publishing, you know, where a central publisher or central mailer would get everybody to send in like 5 or 10 or 15 copies of their story. And then they would bind it together, and it was send it out to everybody else, so everybody could get to read their stories. And so I got involved in that, and so that was kind of fun. But then I would go to the conventions and I would talk to the other artists that were already published and stuff. And they would tell me the editors are looking for this or they're looking for that. And so I would go home and I would, you know, draw it up and I would come back and they were like, oh yeah, you know what? You probably could do this. And they told me who to send it to and stuff like that. And then eventually I got a job and I was drawing Speed Racer.
Go speed racer, here he comes, he's a demon on wheels.
I know I sound like Cher when I'm singing. What is that? Yeah, that was I know what is that?
Maybe that's Endora coming out.
Okay, just flick your hair.
I'm in Dora now. No. No. Oh, that's terrible. But yeah, you know, so that was great. And I got to do superheroes and Mr. Miracle and Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman. And I worked over at Marvel. And I was doing that for a while. And I moved out to San Diego because I would come out here every year for the big comic book convention.
Yeah.
And I just loved it because it was always like, you know, the West Coast, like coming from Atlanta to San Diego is like such a huge difference because it was like, you got the ocean, you got the beach, you got the mountains, you got the desert, you got Mexico down the street, you got LA up the street, you know, so it was just like,
yeah,
okay, you know, if you come, you're not going to want to leave, right? That was, and so I'd been doing that for a while. And so I moved out. I mean, there's a heartbreak story involved in that too, but we don't want to talk about that.
No, it's good.
I put a curse on someone, you see. Break up with me? Well, I guess you'll break up with the rest of your body parts. Eh?
That's it. You break it up. All of it.
I know. Don't open that box. Mm-mm. And or you know, it's evil inside. No, I don't do that anymore. You know, we're all young. We did new things.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because I don't do it doesn't mean I don't know how.
Correct.
I think just pausing on that note, that's one of most, it's like that in itself is a mic drop moment, because I think a lot of, especially like younger witchling, not younger in age, but younger in
practice.
Coming
practice,
into.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Yep. Yeah. So that what witchlings or, you know, as we may call them, that's my favorite term anyway. Like that's like, I've got books on my shelf that some of my guests, when they've come to my house, they know that the top shelf is like, you don't touch those books, because it's all my witchy books, like all the top shelf, right up high. And then they'll just scan across the titles and they'll get to the ones that are like voodoo rituals and stuff like that and whatnot. And they're like, voodoo? I'm like, I don't practice voodoo. It's just, I have books on them. So then I understand what the practices are. They're like, why? I'm like, well, if someone comes to you and they want protection against something, or they feel like they've been cursed or something, you need to know how to do the curse before you can undo the curse.
Exactly. No. Yeah. And you know, knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you know. You could be doing something that you think is good, and in reality, you're creating more tension, you know, within, you know, everything. So if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, that can be even just as dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but anyway, we're circling back to your story. So I didn't mean to interject there. I just thought it was a really good teachable moment, because it's like people don't understand that you need to dabble in the dark arts to then know how to have a good defense against the dark arts. Yeah, now it's not like I'm going to Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so San Diego. Right. So you moved out west.
Yeah, I moved out west. Go West, young man. And I, so, and when I got here, you know, I saw Skater Boys and Beach Crash, as we call them, which is the guys that come in for the surf, you know, but they don't have a place to stay. Oh, and they'll do anything to have a place to stay. Anything?
Yep. I love it.
Yep. I can tell you stories.
I bet there'd be some good stories there too. Hey,
well, you know, I did draw animated porn for a while.
Yeah, that's it.
So was this then the birthing of your, is it called California Boys? Your
Cali Boys.
But Cali Joy Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joy Boys. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's where they came from. And it was just a free-spirited group that were, you know, that just were happy to be alive, you know. And I said, well, I, you know, there needs to be more of that artwork. And I was just doing superhero stuff, and basically they punch each other all the time, you know. Yeah. They're all, you know, no matter how cool they are, they're violent people.
Yeah. I've never looked at it like that. They literally just punch each other all the time.
I mean, that's all they do. It's like, you know, it's like, how do you solve a problem? We will beat
punch
you.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know, I'm the bad guy. Really? Well, and what are you going to do? I'm going to punch people. And what are we going to do? We're the good guys. What are we going to do? We're going to punch you. It's like, oh.
He's like, hang on. What's happening here? You know,
yeah, I mean, come on. Wolverine has knives. I mean, he literally brings knives. You know.
What, everywhere.
You know, they're not. I know. You know. Come on. You know. I'm going to cut a bitch. You know.
That's it.
That should be his thing. Like, you know, I'm the best at what I do. I'm gonna cut a bitch.
Oh my god! You should create like a, almost like if all of these superheroes had like a drag persona, and like, you know, he'd be that one who says, "Hold my earrings, I'm gonna cut a bitch." Like, you know,
that's exactly it, Wolverine. Welcome to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Wolverine. Right, you better tip her or she'll cut a bitch. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's so, you know, I thought, you know, if you draw something sexy and fun and just, you know, joyful, there'll be an audience for it. And it, I started out doing a little comic strip in XY magazine, and then I started doing greeting cards, and one company was doing, it was an adult entertainment, and they wanted a cartoon for their thing. And I think they wanted just like a single drawing, and but they used the word cartoon. And to me, cartoon means to be animated.
Yeah.
So I go like, oh, I guess I could animate it, you know? So I animated it, and they were like, oh, this is even better, you know? Cause they were just thinking of like,
actually a picture, basically.
It's like a picture. You're like, no, like, there's a picture that moves. And they're like, oh, that's awesome. So so I did that, and they paid really well, like crazy well. This is well, you know, now everybody does it, so it's like there's no money in it, but at the time it was awesome. And then I just started, you know, doing more and more things for the gay community, because there needed to be something that wasn't so visceral in a way, you know. Just sort of like, you know, here's my penis, let me put it in your face the entire time, you know. And then, you know, over time other artists started to come out and started to work within that field, so I didn't feel like I necessarily had to, you know, just, you know, be
keep
the
go with it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, well, you know, whatever, you know. and you kind of move to different things, and I was doing, you know, some children's books illustrations, and I was doing some you know, corporate artwork, and, you know, caricatures, and just anything really, just, you know, looking for different stuff. And I remember it was getting close to Halloween, and I said, oh, I want to do something for, you know, with some witches. And but I don't want to do, because there's like so many, you know, female witches, because everybody thinks, you know, lady witches. And I didn't want to do like sexy sex tart witches, you know, like, hey, look at my boobs, I'm wearing, you know.
Yeah.
And so you know, I'm like, I'll draw male witches. And and you know, like, you know, a friend of mine comes and looking at it, he goes like, what are they, like Joe Boys with witch hats? I said, yeah, the Joe Boys with witch hats, you know. And so, you know, that was, you know, but at the same time, you know, there was still you know, all that stuff that I'd learned as a kid, you know. I was like, oh, I know this place. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so that was where it came from. And then I had done a piece, and I did all the witches sort of in different rainbow colors, like with a red one. And I put it out there, and it went viral. It was like the first piece of artwork I've ever done that went viral, and it was, and it was like the first day it was up. But you know, I think I got like 600 people, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, like 600 people like this picture. Yay! Oh, I feel like, you know, I didn't waste my afternoon. And then and then by that evening it was like 2,000 people, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And the next morning I wake up, it's like 11,000 people.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And then like the next day it's like 24, you know, thousand people.
Just keeps
and I'm like,
going
oh, yeah. And I'm going like, where is, you know, and so I said, well, I better do another one. So,
yeah.
You know, and, but this is the thing, this is no joke, because I remember watching that go viral because I saw it once. And then the next day I saw it like five times. And then the next day I saw it like people were sharing it in every group that I'm in. And I'm in a lot of gay groups and I'm in a lot of witch groups, two very separate things, but also some that are both gay and witch. And like I was seeing it in all kinds of different groups because I was seeing it for Pride, people posting it for like the witches were posting it. Then, you know, other people just saying this looks amazing and just sharing it because they liked it, even if they don't identify as gay or witch. And like I literally saw it because it was coming up on my feed a lot. And that's when I kind of went, you know what? I want this picture. And then that's when I was looking.
I must have this.
Yes.
I know. I'm glad, you know, that makes me happy. But, you know, that was the thing. And so I said, well, there's something to it. And I started doing more, you know, doing more characters. And I just sort of like let them come out, you know? I mean, it's sort of one of those things where sometimes, like in superhero comics, when you're creating a character, you have to think of like the origin and what they're for and why they're there. And
yep.
And witches, you don't have to do that because, you know, all of that stuff, you know, it's the story of coming out as a gay person. It's the story of coming out as a nerd. It's a story of coming out as, you know, something alternative. I mean, everybody identifies with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they get to have ownership in a different way as opposed to, you know, people think witch, you know, they think the old lady with the craggy face and the black cat and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, no, it can be anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's, you know, that whole subconsciousness is there. Mm. And I think that's probably why so many people identified with the Harry Potter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was showing it in a totally different light. It wasn't you know, this sort of like
the evil old witch kind of
thing, the old hag
and all that sort of stuff.
Right, exactly. And so I think that, you know, with that in mind, you know, it's just like, okay, well, let's move the needle a little bit. And somebody asked, it's like, well, why, you know, if you're so inclusive, why do you say witch boys? Because like the word witch in a weird way is synonymous. People think it's synonymous with female energy, female character.
Yeah, definitely.
And then so by saying witch boys, it's not saying that they're not, that, you know, that aspect isn't there. It's just that these are some guy witches too. And, you know, aren't they warlocks? It's like, no, honey, they're not warlocks.
No, they're not.
Yeah, no.
but that's, you know, isn't he a wizard? It's like, no, like, you know.
No.
You know, just witch. You know, there's nothing wrong with you being plain old witch, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's how people think.
Yeah,
so
that's
you
right.
have to kind of like look at, you have to look at what's preconceived and you know, challenge it with authenticity in a weird way. You know, you have to say, okay, well, yeah, that's, you know, just like when I was doing the Joe Boys and I was trying to show the joy of just being a person without having that sort of default, like, you know, there's like a heterosexual default that everything is sort of geared toward.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, you can still be joyful without having that as your default. Your default can be whatever, you know, whatever you are.
Yeah.
And I remember getting lots of letters from parents saying, you know, that they were like worried about their kid being gay, but then they saw my artwork and they realized it was, you know, people were having fun and, you know, having friends and parties and accepting, and they realized that their kid wouldn't be like, you know, just ostracized and out you know, by themselves. Yep. So that was like, you know, that was better than money. Because you know it meant something, and that was like, okay, well, I want to do more of that. And that's the same thing with the witch community. I want to do more of that. I want to put more positive out there, because I think, you know, I think that's one of the best things that's different in that community is it's open-ended, because there are so many different cultures that it can touch on, you know, as opposed to if you are just, you know, indoctrinated into an Islamic faith, or if you're indoctrinated into a Christian faith, you know, you have like a specific, you know, it's like, and, you know, we're free to sort of like pick the ones that resonate with us, because, you know, just as most people are mutts, we, you know, we all come from somewhere.
That's right.
At, you know, if you do those DNA tests, you know, oh, you know, you're, you know, 30% of you from here, and yeah, exactly.
So, you're all over the place.
Yeah. So, I mean, so then, you know, I think you can mix and match to, you know, to, you know, have something that speaks to you.
Yeah. And I think that's the one of the things that I love, especially about the, your work, is that, like, I've seen, you know, when some people have shared some of the ones in the earlier days where it was like, you know, your typical twink, like young, skinny, fit boys. But then you had some other people.
California.
California boys. And then you had other people saying, hey, like, can we do something that's, you know, because obviously in the gay culture, and I know this being a gay man, there's this, well, we went through this phase of no fats, no femmes, all that kind of stuff, like within the community. And when people said, hey, what about representing everyone else? And then you literally came out with, I can't remember what it's called. I have ordered it. It was one of the artworks, and you've literally got all the witch boys flying. It was like the take two, where you have literally every color under the sun, every size, every shape, every ethnicity, like you name it, it's on this. There's someone who's representing every single person. So it doesn't matter who you are, but you're going to look at that and you're going to identify with one of those characters, or maybe you identify with multiple. And that's what I love about it. It's like, it's fun, so it's diverse. Creative, it's diverse. Yeah. It's just, and we need more of that.
And we need a lot more joy in things as well. Like, it's very
positive. We
need
a lot more joy in things. I think that's the biggest thing that we, you know, we've sort of like lived under the thumb of worrying about what other people think so much that, you know, we don't give ourselves enough permission to just, you know, seek some joy and, you know, talk and ask questions without you know, fear of seeming stupid, you know, or doing a ritual. Like this afternoon, I did a ritual candle magic for Pride. A friend of mine, he had done one and for me, and I was like, oh, that's really a great idea. I hadn't thought of it myself. And so I took what he did and I sort of put my own spin on it. And it was a moment to sort of like give reverence to like those who've come before in a way, but at the same time, you know, make it personal, because, you know, it's something that I'm doing, and that, as opposed to, you know, there, you know, there's a festival going on over here, and it's like you can get lost in that. You know, sometimes you just need a moment, inward. And like, what do these things mean to you? And I think that, you know, even just something as simple as that can change like the rest of your week, because you're doing an action. Like, you know, like in your mind, a good action and a bad action take up the same amount of real estate, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but if you actually do the thing, then it changes. It changes the value.
Yeah.
So, you know, just thinking about, it's like, I want to think good thoughts and do good deeds. Don't just think good thoughts.
Yeah. The action.
Yeah, you have to do the action. And I think sometimes, you know, I think sometimes doing the ritual isn't there to, you know, I don't think it's necessarily there to invoke the spirits. I don't think they care in that respect. I think it's more of that you're doing this out of reverence for learning and opening up and all these kinds of things. And I think that is what makes that connection mean something, because you're actually taking an action and you're stepping out of your comfort zone. Because I think anybody who first starts practicing, they step out of their comfort zone because they say, am I doing this right? Am I, you know, does this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you start doing it and you start going like, oh yeah, you know. And then after a while, you're not saying that you become an expert. You know, that's why they call it practicing, because you're always trying to get better.
Keep going.
And I think it's really interesting to see what happens. And I think for me, the best thing is, like, I'll do a picture and I'll go like, oh, what the hell I drew this picture. You know, I'm like, what does it have to do with anything? And then all of a sudden I'll put it up, and then somebody will say, "Oh, that one speaks to me." You know, it's like, "Oh, that was the one that, you know." But I'm going like, "Okay, cool. It wasn't for me. I didn't, you know, I didn't have to get it." You know, so that, you know, it, and so I think that's the, I think that's the best, what do you call it, surprise from the Witch Boys. You know, is that when they speak to other people and I hear back from them, because I, you know, I struggle with thinking like, is this my superhero creative mind at work, or is this what actually is going on, you know?
And it's like, even like me listening to what you're saying, like whilst we're talking about you developing comics and all that kind of stuff to a very specific community, so it's a community of witches, but then a community of gay witches within that, like well, not just gay, but like all sexualities, but like so much of what we're talking about, you can cross relate that to everything that you do, like with practice. And like sometimes, like even like what you just said then about sometimes you'll create something and the message may not make sense to you, but as soon as you post it up or like offer it to the world, then the message makes sense to them. And that's, I can relate that, for example, to like sometimes when I'm doing a reading and like group reading, I'll just like interpret, I'm like, this, I don't relate to this, but I'll just do this reading and put it out there. And it's like, oh my God, that really spoke to me. That was exactly what I needed to hear today. I'm like, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
no. That's exactly it. That's exactly, I think so many people, you know, always, you know, because it's not like here's gonna be where my weird pseudoscience brain kicks in.
Okay.
Because I'm also absolutely obsessed with particle physics, okay.
Oh wow! We're going big. We're not going little. We're going
big. I'm like a nut. But the thing that's so fascinating, and maybe I'm trying to, why does magic work? Mm. I love that teacup.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she's adorable. It's
beautiful, isn't it?
It's beautiful, isn't it? It actually has a.
Oh, no.
It has a, in the inside, I don't know if you can see this, it says wildly in love with tea.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, anyways.
I don't have a deliciously beautiful teacup.
No, not like that. I don't have one like that either.
Oh, look, like just to get one and rub it. It also has a matching pot.
Your poor
man. Oh, here we go.
Look at you. I hate you.
Now
in the best sense of the word. In the best sense of the word.
Like, I'm sipping the tea while you spill the tea on particle physics.
It's like in particle physics, one of the things is that, you know, they're assuming that everything in the universe is made out of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and on the smallest level, there are these sort of little strings that vibrate in certain ways. And each vibration creates what we would consider a different part of matter. Or antimatter. So there's like gluons and fermions and all of this nonsense. But the point being is that I think magic is sort of that same way. It's, you know, all of the vibrations, all the waves that, you know, that are out there, somehow we are able to manipulate them. And it can be through our actions. It's sort of like there's one experiment where when you're looking at a proton, you're trying to figure out where it is. It's everywhere and nowhere at the same time, you know. So there's a probability that it's here and there's a probability that it's over here, but at the, you know, so, but if you measure the, you know, the velocity, the wave collapses and that's where it's at. If you measure another thing, that's where it collapses and that's where it's at. And so I think in a weird way, that's how magic is. It's like, you know, you set out a wave and whatever it is that you're thinking, that wave collapses and that function goes out into, you know, your environment. And therefore people all the way around the world or somewhere else, you know, feel it, connect to it, puts an idea in their head, however you want to, you know, say it. And that, is as real as anything else, you know. Creating something out of nothing, you know, It's the same thing. The witch boys, you know, where do they come from? Well, they came from, you know, a whole lot of unconnected things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was a moment where the Venn diagram, they all, you know, came together, and then it collapsed into this one, you know, succinct little moment. And then from there, it set out ripples all around.
It's time to do.
Yeah, exactly. Out. Exactly. Yeah. And so when we started the Witch Boy community on Facebook, we have nearly 8,000 members now.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
which is insane.
That's brilliant. Insane, yeah.
You know, so like, where are all these people coming from? Yeah, of course, there's a couple of thirsty bitches in there. You know, hey, come on. Well, your pants up, Garrett, you know, boys will be boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, there's, you know, there's quite a few that play with the rules, play within the rules, and, you know, are welcoming to everybody. So,
yeah,
you know, no matter, you know, if you're trans or, you know, women or, you know, from different countries and different cultures, and, you know, there is, you know, there's connection there.
Yeah.
And that's what makes people, I think, work better. Oh, hold on 1 second, okay? And I'm back.
I'm back.
I know. Yellow nose.
Yes.
All good. Yeah. You're only human.
That's it. We're all human.
Unfortunately, 'tis true. I would rather be an Ifrit right now. It's a being of pure fire.
But yeah, no, I absolutely love the community that you've built because, I mean, oh, look, as you were just saying, like, boys will be boys. Like, of course, you get the people who, like, hey, I'm just going to introduce myself and here's a topless selfie. Oh,
okay.
So it kind of goes down that road. And then everyone's like, hey, enough of the topless selfies. Can we talk, get back on topic?
Back to where we were.
Yeah, I know. But so no, we actually do have monitors. Yeah. So, we've been talking about, there's one guy posted a picture. He was a very sexy guy, you know. And I think it's an artistic picture, but you know, some of the other monitors are like, but it's on the slippery slope, and I go like, yeah, but it's a good picture, you know. So I'm kind of like, you know, let it stay, but be mindful of the, you know, of the future, because there's a difference between an artistically beautiful picture and you know, just a thirsty, hey, look at me kind of a pose. So yeah. There's, you know.
Oh, that's okay. My husband gives me so much shade because there's a magazine here in Australia called DNA Magazine.
We have that.
Oh, you have it there too?
It's
an Australian magazine and I subscribe to it. And every time it comes, he goes, oh, more artwork. I'm like, what? I actually do read it for the articles. Like, I do.
You mean there are articles in there? Holy crap. I got a stack of these things.
He laughs at me because like some of our friends will flick through it and they're like, oh, because it's nothing, there's nothing that graphic. Like they're all clothed, but you see a lot of topless and, you know, in their underwear and whatever else, like men scattered throughout. It's like,
it's like
advertising Speedos and whatnot and underwear and everything. It's advertising. But some of it's like really like, I quite like when artwork can be liberating and free. Like I don't see it as, you know, I'm not a prude, put it that way.
Are we just justifying and creating excuses here?
No, there's a difference between art and porn.
I know, you're very right.
Can I share a screen?
Does it allow you to? I'm not sure. I've never tried this.
There's a button, but I don't know. I'm asking as far as the...
It should allow you to. It should allow you to.
All right, so disable... Host to say, oh, you.
Oh, hang on. Did I? Hang on. Let me just fix that.
Yes.
He luxed.
Here we go. Who can start sharing when someone else is sharing? Okay, there we go. That should allow you now.
All right.
So,
here we are.
That was good.
Wow.
So
this is the piece I'm working on today. This is today's nonsense.
Wow.
Well, considering that my patron deity is Canunos, I'm loving this. Anything to do with the horned god, I'm like there.
Excellent. So yeah, I'm working. I'm working on this and, you know, trying to get it in there. But at the same time, what did I show you this? Oh, but yeah, but I mean, it, you know, it's a sexy guy. He got a little bit of butt, you know. Yeah. So if a person took a photo of themselves and they were, you know, just as scantily clad as this, I don't necessarily think that it's like it's a bad thing for
not at all.
No, that's it.
You know, for the group, but at the same time, you know, don't just keep, you know, showing
just for the sake of
yeah,
that's right, just for the sake of doing it. That's amazing. It's amazing to actually see how a picture comes to life as well.
Yeah, it's getting there. Like, you know, that's the shading and that's the line art.
Line art. Wow. Yeah.
This is just amazing.
Yeah.
Right. So it's getting there.
You are so talented.
You really are amazing.
Very cool. Yeah, I just finished this one. Did I see?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
This is the air elemental.
Wow.
So are these going to be available for purchase soon?
Yes, they are. They are. They're at the printers today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can kind of see.
Yeah, nice. Wow. But he does has a really beautiful face. Like it really happy, like a, I don't know, he just exudes that.
Yeah, and I wanted to have like, you know, like you can, you know, everything is, you know, very sheer. You can see through him and
yeah,
you know, the magic is there and just this sort of moment of, you know, I am air, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. Yeah,
yeah. Definitely.
I love it. So we've got the beautiful inside scoop on art coming out where
yeah, the latest coming out.
It's crazy, but like, you know, I work in many layers. Yeah. So each moment on this is like, oh, that's the
every ring. Little thing.
Yeah, there's that. Wow. Or like
that is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So like each little piece, when I work, I try to keep it. Like, oh no, I disappeared, I'm gone.
Yes, yeah, so it's like very much air now.
Or he can be more solid, you know. So like there's that.
Wow. So.
This is awesome.
But that's, you know, that's sort of like, you know, that's part of my magic right there.
Yeah, that's it. And then bringing that out into the world. I love that.
There we go. I know we're back.
Awesome. I'm back. Yay. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That looks awesome. And that's what I mean is that like, even if someone doesn't identify as gay or anything, like even that artwork, like that it doesn't, you don't have to be a gay man or a gay witch or even part of the LGBT or the alphabet mafia, whatever we want to call it. like you can be anyone. And if you resonate with his artwork, like just go out there and purchase some.
Yeah, definitely. No,
buy more.
And because like that's another thing is that I recently participated in your Pride pinup campaign.
Oh, yeah,
that you did.
Yeah.
And
you
so
were
born. Yes, we're born. Yeah, because for those that follow me on Instagram, you would have seen the post. I'll hold it up on screen just to show everyone. I don't know whether it would do it justice, but so here's the artwork that Joe did of myself. Which so actually good. Came from this picture of me. Look, there's the picture of me and there's the artwork.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like,
it's amazing.
I think you captured it so well.
You did. You really did capture me in my likeness. But like, I remember when we were talking, like, and now seeing your process, now it makes so much more sense. Because I remember when I said, oh, I really loved your artwork. But then I was like, but I don't have brown eyes. And you're like, oh, sorry, I couldn't see in the photo. Because obviously the photo, I'm at a distance, and very small. And you're like, oh, give me a minute. And he literally sends me another one. Like 2 seconds later, I'm like, you just changed the color of my eyes like that quickly. And it's like, obviously now I see how you did it, which is amazing.
You know, one of the things that that commercial art over like, you know, like paintings and things, it's the same techniques and stuff, but it's just, I can edit it like, you know, as opposed to the other way. It's like, I'm going to have to do this all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Start from scratch.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll start this from scratch. But like, so yeah. So like, these are like some of the new prints.
So good.
When you get your prints, they're going to be pretty big. They're not going to be little dinky things.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Oh my, oh my God. So I'm like literally adding these to my cart already in my mind.
Yeah, no, so. What is that? Oh, look, they're cute again.
Yeah, cute. Oh, see? Cute. And that's what I love, that you really do capture that joy, that cuteness, that just natural kind of everyday sort of thing, not pretending to be something almost.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I hope that if anything that people take away from the work is that it's that no matter what your language that you speak, you can identify with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to. That's why, like some people are, can you tell me what the story is behind these characters? I'm like, you make it up.
Yep.
You know,
what is it to you?
Yeah. What is it to you? Who are these guys? I don't know them. I mean, I could give you my version of them, but they're kind of there for you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, you look at the Mona Lisa, you don't read a, her dossier, you find out, why is she smiling? I don't know. Maybe she just let out a little fart and she's like,
she's going to be
Funny.
See?
It's so good. I don't know. That's a terrible Italian, right?
It's probably better than my American, so that's fine.
With American, you can do a whole bunch of different ones. I mean, you can do Southern. You can talk a little bit more deeper, like you're from Texas or something. And that's like a different American. But California was really spot on.
I have a lot of friends that are from LA, so I hear them speak a lot, and they're like Valley Girl accent, and especially I watch RuPaul's Drag Race on rerun,
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. So all of that stuff.
I know, it's so sad. So sad.
But no, this has been absolutely amazing. Even getting to know you, hearing about your story, sharing more insider tips about your artwork, or an insider scoop on your artwork.
Yeah.
So I hope that this, if you have taken anything from this episode, for those that are watching or listening, by the way, if you're listening, you need to jump onto YouTube.
Yeah,
if you want to see the video so you can see, go to YouTube. And then you'll be able to see the amazing artwork. And don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, tick the little bell, all the things. We'll be putting links to all of Joe's website as well as his Instagram handle and stuff like that, so you can follow him. I'll put also a link to the Facebook group as well. So if you're a fan of his artwork and you'd like to join, then I'll put all the links in below, above, wherever it is, depending
wherever
on
the platform
you're on, it'll be either there or there. But no, Joe, this has been absolutely amazing. I'm so glad you got to take time out of your busy schedule to come talk to us.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
A pleasure, Vicky. I love it. I love it. I love you. I think everybody's so fabulous. And thank you so very much for reminding me.
No, you're totally fine. You're totally fine. But no, we will definitely we'll have to keep in touch. And I do come to California. Well, I mean, haven't.
At the moment we go.
I do come to California a fair bit. So if we ever end up down your way, I will absolutely let you know.
Yeah, yeah. Or, LA is only a couple hours away. I can drive up.
Okay.
Well, cool. I can ride up. I can have some miles drive me.
Yeah, the closest I've gotten, and please don't throw any shade to me, but the closest I've gotten to having Southern food, I went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
My brother said because we heard about Roscoe's, and so we were like, let's go test this. And so we were having Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and then Lex says, it tastes like your chicken, Joe. I said, it kind of does. Their recipe was surprisingly close to mine. I'm like, I better change my spices up.
I gotta switch out. Yeah, yeah.
I know. I was like, who's been in my kitchen, Rocco?
Yeah, because when I went there with my friends, they're from LA, and I said to them, I'm like, I wanted to go to Inglewood, and they said, why? And I said, okay, this shows that the difference in vernacular between Australia and America. I said, I want to go to Inglewood and do it just drive by so I can take some photos. They're like, wait. In Australia, what does drive by mean? I'm like, you drive by,
drive by, pass,
and take photos. They're like, oh, in America, that means something completely different. I said, what do you mean? They're like, drive by is like where you drive by and you shoot someone. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. But they're cameras, like, and then cameras. They kept asking me, they're like, why do you want to go to Inglewood? I'm like, because that's where Tyra Banks is from. And I'm like, I love Tyra Banks. And they're like, and then they started Googling. They're like, she didn't even go to Inglewood High. She went to like some Immaculate College or whatever, somewhere else. And I'm like, oh. And they're like, why do you want to go to Inglewood? I'm like, because it's Tyra. Like, I love Tyra. And then they end up taking me to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Westchester because it's Inglewood adjacent.
Oh, okay.
So it's like technically it says it's Inglewood, although it's technically in Westchester. But anyway, so that was my first time I ever had like Southern fried chicken, like American style. And I was just like, oh, like Vicky, just to give you a little bit of food. And oh, actually, no, you don't eat chicken. But anyway, imagine you have a waffle and literally just fried chicken sitting on top and then maple syrup and cornbread and like.
Oh, so it literally is waffle and chicken.
Yeah, chicken and waffles. So good. Oh, so bad, but so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't eat it often.
No.
But but when you do, you know, there is this one amazing place back east. It's called Eats, and they make a jerk chicken. I don't know if you've ever had that.
I mean, I don't know if ours is the same as the legit stuff, because they call it here Jamaican jerk chicken. Is that?
Yeah,
I don't know if it's technically Jamaican or not.
It might be. Does it like fall off the bone? Is it like super tender?
Yeah. Jerk chicken usually, and it's
spicy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that might be the same.
So like I love all those like those Cajun spices and everything. Oh, yeah, so good. Yeah. And now I'm getting hungry.
I was gonna say something now. I'm getting hungry.
I'm gonna send you some Russell, please.
Oh, please do. Yes, I would love to. Well, there's one thing that lockdown has made us do, aside from this podcast and getting more in touch with our witchy stuff. It's like I've not learned, but I've started to cook more, like and experimenting with. So I'm cooking things from scratch. So I'm happy to attempt anything.
See, there you go.
Look at you.
Maybe I might learn to make myself some fried chicken.
Look at you, witchy poo. Okay.
Anyways, in all honesty, this has been a real treat. Thank you for being 100% you, because you are such a character. Yeah. I love it. We'll hopefully talk to you soon.
I hope to see you guys in the flesh at some point when this.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be so good. That would be so good.
Take me out. Show me around.
Well, if you ever come to Australia, if you come here, you have a place to stay.
Yeah.
Look, do not tempt me. Okay.
Yeah. I was gonna say, isn't it?
That's legit. You have a place to stay. If you ever come out here, mi casa es su casa. There we go.
Excellent.
Okay.
I was like,
my plan.
Yes. It's working.
To all of our viewers and listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. We'll check out Joe's links either here or here, and we'll speak to you all soon. Don't hex me.
I was just locking it down.
Get it in.
All right, guys.
Bye.
See you to the world. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.